Dear Oppie, whilst I wait for the sun to rise, I thought I would just drop you a line to let you know all is well. The bookshop requires a complete overhaul, and I shall close next week to begin renovations. Whilst the tourists are here, I'm having a clear-out sale. Fingers crossed they help get rid of a lot for me, and I make a few pennies. It's quite a risk closing during the season. Apparently, I need to make all the money I can before winter. I started unpacking last night and found my swimming costume, so I am about to go for a swim. I have no idea how successful this will be. The sea looks terribly cold. I'm pretty much keeping to myself, which, as you may understand, suits me perfectly. As they say, the natives seem friendly, but I have no wish to engage beyond the confines of the shop itself. I will write again when I have more news. Love, Yaffle. Mal reread her letter, then scrunched it up. It read like a letter to a junior colleague, not her beloved big sister. At least she had signed it off with her family nickname. Cross with herself, she noticed the sun had risen and she was wasting the quiet hours. Mal had once commandeered any room she walked into. Now she preferred to keep to the edges. Tutting to herself, she grabbed her gown and headed downstairs. As she walked out onto the quiet, cobbled lane, the rain began. Peering up at the dark skies, she quickly pulled the door shut. Her heavily embroidered silk dressing gown was unlikely to survive the short walk to the harbour, and it certainly wouldn't provide any warmth on the way back if it were already soaked. Muttering crossly to herself, she walked back through the bookshop and out to the workspace, where she unhooked a raincoat and set out once more. The muttering increased when she saw her Burberry trench coat only went as far as her knees, leaving the jewelled colours of her kimono dressing gown sticking out at the bottom. She hitched up the fabric, but now her ridiculous rubber shoes were exposed. The woman in the beach shop had tried to assure her that people wore them in saunas, but Mal had spent her life in saunas and had never once seen anyone in these monstrosities. Her unease had been amplified later when she observed a family queuing for fish and chips, and every one of them was in the same style of rubber shoes with holes. She didn't want to judge, but they didn't seem the sauna sort. Heading back to the front door, she placed a yellow sou'wester on her head and stepped outside again. A seagull hopped away from a black bin bag left in front of a holiday let on the other side of the lane. So far, the gull had disemboweled the bag to the tune of one banana skin, a tea bag, and a pizza box. Even now, the gull was dragging a slice away in its beak, all the while keeping a hostile yellow eye on Malachite. Checking there was no one around, she swore with gusto and strode towards the unprotected bin bag.
"Morning."
Mal swore again, this time internally, and swung around. An old man had emerged from one of the many little passageways that ran off this lane.
"Them some bloody nuisance," continued the old man, laughing.
Malachite straightened herself up. "Yes. Good morning. I'm sorry about the swearing. I thought I was on my own. I was going to put that bag over there under my tarpaulin." In these lanes, residents were told to put their bin bags out under cover. In the smaller lanes, all the bags were huddled at the end to make it easier for the bin men to collect. In the past 7 days, Mal had learnt more about the Cornish refuse system than she thought possible.
"Them birds would make our Lord swear.
Never you mind.
Pretty dress,"
he remarked, and walked off to the harbour, having said as much as he was going to. Mal looked at herself. Her kimono had slipped down, the ruby and sapphire silk birds and flowers swirling around her ankles. The fawn gabardine trench coat buckled tightly against her small frame, a yellow rain hat, a fluorescent swim bag, and a black bin liner. She had been trying for incognito, but appeared to have settled on eccentric. Frustrated, she moved the bin bag under the covers and shooed the gull away, then picked up the other bits of rubbish, stuffed them back in the bag and headed towards the water. In 65 years, she had done a lot of unpleasant things, but picking up a stranger's banana skin covered in baked beans...